Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and we are here for our monthly beer, wine, and food pairing, and it's the holidays, and Carolyn has brought us champagne, and Desiree Kelly from the Makery is here, and she brought us, it's a champagne cake, but Desiree, if you could give us a little bit of explanation on this to go with this lovely pairing.
Yes, well, when I heard that Carolyn was bringing champagne, I thought, ooh, pink champagne cake, but we're taking it a step farther. We're doing what we call the perfect date cake, and so this is our signature pink champagne cake that we always bring to Live at the Vineyards, but it has a fresh strawberry filling. It's been marbled with chocolate in the cake batter. It has a whipped cream frosting and strawberries that have chocolate ganache drizzled on them and then finished with a chocolate drip all the way around.
It's amazing cake, and I messed up because Carolyn said try the champagne first and then the cake, but I'm just like, I'm a sweet tooth addict, so I went straight for the cake first, and then I was like, whoa, okay, because now I can taste the diff, but it's good. I'm kind of like, okay, this is a good champagne, but what is this? It's a sparklet? Or
I really brought this for you, Mindy, because I know that you love Moscato, and this is not Moscato. I'm not sure exactly what is in it, but this is a project that came to us, and it's brand new. It's out of Colorado, and it's actually called Sparklet. And so you can't technically call it champagne. I did say I was going to bring champagne. Right. I changed my mind. I thought, you know, it'd be really fun to try something new. A lot of people have had champagne before, but I bet most people haven't had Colorado sparkling wine. So this is a new project, and I love it because the aromatics in the wine go really well with the cake. And Colorado is making some fantastic wine, and we can talk more about that, but that's why I wanted to try something different.
Well, I'm very excited to have a Colorado sparkling wine, and I love it. It's not as sweet as a Moscato, mm-hmm. but it's not as, what do you call it, dry or strong as a Brut?
Yes, so they're calling this off-dry. They actually make two different wines. One's extra dry, and then this one is the off-dry. And I think in comparison to other sparkling wines that are off-dry, this is actually definitely on the dry side.
And what I like about this, Carolyn, it's interesting to me because of the fact that the cake is sweet. It's not overwhelmingly, it's not like sickly sweet or anything, but it has a nice good sweetness to it. The sparkling that you brought is a little bit more tart in a sense. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice, to me anyway, it's a nice even balance.
It's that acidity that you're getting. And so because this is a pretty rich cake, mm-hmm. and you get a lot of that whipped cream, and some frosting is super sugary, and this is not. This is definitely sweet, but creamy. I think it's got great balance.
Yeah, and you know what, Desiree, because it's interesting, because I know we've had a conversation about this before, about the sweetness of cakes and different things like that, right. when you've been here before, and I am not a whipped cream fan, but I'm going to be honest with you, this is really good, I like it, because usually I won't say anything, I'll just be like, oh, okay, but I do, I like this, because I'm usually the one who's like, okay, the sickly, sweet, buttercreamy, heavy frosting, but this one is perfect, because to me, for some reason, the cake, it's sweet, but it's light, and I feel like the frosting, the whipped cream on it is light as well, so it's I feel like it's not overwhelming in a sense. So my question is then, you know, first we were going to have champagne, and then, you know, you've got this, and so what was your thought process? Did I just have to do a champagne cake or something? Because you've also got the chocolate ganache on?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yes, chocolate ganache is heavy whipping cream that you boil. You actually have to scald it before you add your chocolate in equal amounts, and that's by weight. And so once that all melts together, you just whip it. You can add a little bit of liqueur if you wanted to. And then you have to bring it back down to pretty much room temperature to make it the perfect consistency for making a beautiful drip on the cake. The cake itself is just something that we thought up one day. We're always looking for different ways to combine our flavors and make them a little bit different. And I think her name was Chelsea about 10 years ago. It was Chelsea Lee. And she came up with the idea for the perfect date cake with the champagne and the berries and the chocolate and the whipped cream. It's perfect.
Yeah, because this is really good. And, you know, Carolyn, though, I want to swing back, though, too, because usually when you bring in a wine or anything like that, you know, it's always somebody from a different country, you know, so mm-hmm. we talk about that. So now we've got homegrown. We're Colorado. We're homegrown, you know, and I think it's good. We're pairing a homegrown sparkling we've got a local homegrown bakery as well. So this is kind of good. So what made you go with the homegrown aspect?
Well, as I said, this kind of came to me at the right time. It is a new project, but we have more and more Colorado wines that we're carrying in the store. And I think I was talking to Kebab about the challenges of having wine in Colorado. I think the most obvious is the weather. So we have these really dramatic swings in weather, and you never know if you're going to, you know, get a early frost or you're going to get a severe freeze. Like he was saying, this year in November, the temperature dipped down to 12 degrees, which is abnormal, and that the vines actually are acclimated over time within the season to withstand a lot of this fluctuation. Mm-hmm. But because they hadn't had time, you know, it's probably warm in October, and then suddenly you go to this really cold weather, so that might affect the buds in the spring, in which case they'll probably prune and be able to mitigate that. But so obviously one of the biggest challenges is weather that we have here in a very short growing season. But then I think there's also this stigma for the winemakers to overcome, because let's say 20 years ago we were producing wine, but maybe not the best wine. I think a lot of it was really manipulated, and probably I remember wines being super oaky, a little out of balance, kind of funky. But now, you know, with more education, more time in the ground and more experience, people are really learning, like, what grows well here, what are our winemaking methods. And so these are wines that are now competing in the national marketplace. So I thought it would be great for us to revisit that. And also, when we think about gift giving, and again, people that are coming from out of town, it's really fun, you know. I mean, you wouldn't, maybe instead of Rocky Mountain oysters, you want to give them the total opposite of some Colorado homegrown wine.
So it's a holiday wine and food pairing with locals. Carolyn Joy, she's a local homegrown company right here. She's got her local Colorado wine, and we've got Desiree Kelly from the makery. So ladies, I just want to say thank you so much. Enjoy your holiday season, and thank you listeners for listening day in and day out.